Hi there.
Hi. We're back with chapter 5 of How to Love Statistics. Mm-hmm. This chapter is called the G-Wiz graph.
Yep. So in this chapter, they talk about how when people are graphing data, they cut off the bottom of the graph to make the data look good overall.
So, like, basically, illustrations can be used to deceive and manipulate the audience by giving false impressions.
Yeah.
So what they can do with these graphs is they can make the unit seem smaller or bigger, depending on the impression that they want to give.
Mm-hmm.
And if they're able to, you know, give a good enough impression, then the viewers will believe it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So how does this relate to real life? Or have you ever seen, like, some examples of these?
I guess we can refer to the graph that's used that we talked about in chapter 4.
Yeah.
With the Fox News cost of gas and the units that were used.
Mm-hmm. Well, and this,
it was a line graph.
Yeah, and this graph, the number, the y axis data points start off at 290, and so they climb from 290. The gas is
290 to 360.
Yeah, and these are it's the cost of the gas, and it's the overall average of the nation.
Yeah.
And then it jumps from, like, last year, last week, and current, which is not, and it's all the same distance spread apart from a year to a week to current, and, like, clearly that's not accurate.
Yeah, because the whole point of the line graphs are to, like, show trends, common interests, like, pretty much anything else, like to show, you know, that some variables have some stuff in common. But when it comes to lying, you know, tell the whole truth. So in this chapter, one of the examples that they used is the drawing of, like, the 10% increase over 1 year example. The drawing in that. So the original drawing, it looked normal. It wasn't, like, overwhelming or, like, it didn't have too much information. But, like, if I wanted to manipulate the reader, they could just get rid of the bottom, which is what they did.
Yeah.
They just cut it off.
Mm-hmm. And it makes the slope look bigger.
So that way, the reader would see it and see how the national income has increased, like, halfway in 12 months.
Yeah. And they were like, oh my, like.
And then they made the graph look even, like, crazier by chopping the units in half and going by tenths. Not in half, into one-tenths. So then that would, like, even though you're looking at the same exact information, they just made it seem more dramatic. And, like, was aforementioned.
Mm-hmm. Like, when I first saw the first graph, I was like, okay, that's not such a significant change. But then I saw the second graph, I'm like, okay, it's increasing a little bit. But now, like, the last graph, when they cut the units, like, it's so dramatic. And, like, it looks like there's, like, a really big significant change.
Have you noticed that you can do this in Google Sheets when you're
Yeah, you can do that.
Like,
yeah.
I noticed once when I was, like, inputting the, like, coordinates or whatever and making the graph, like, you can essentially do the same exact thing that they do here, and you can, like, make your graph look more, like, you can make your graph look more appealing depending on, you know, what message you're trying to send out.
Yeah.
Given that, what did you take away from this chapter?
What I took away is that I should pay attention to more graphs and, like, really examine the units that are being used, mainly in news coverage, other type of posters and advertisements when they display graphs, how businesses also display graphs, like, when they're comparing averages or comparing something like a product to another one. So, like, just pay attention, because, like, before I probably wouldn't have this, like, discovered that the unit starts at 20, and sometimes I may start my data at 20, like, even if I'm doing, like, a project, I started at a number so I can save space. However, it can be deceiving.
Yeah, because one thing that this, I guess you could say that this, like, chapter showed us is that you could literally be looking at the same exact information.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they could show you, like, I guess accurate, like, figures or whatever, mm-hmm. but how they show it to you is, like,
yeah.
like,
tricky.
Like, the end all to be all and how you view the information.
Mm-hmm.
Like, looking at these different, well, the different examples, you're looking at the same exact thing, but they chopped off the graph, they changed the units, and then you're looking at the same thing, but you're also looking at something different.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I would say they did a very good job at deceiving us. Especially this Fox News.
Honestly. Even though the Fox News one didn't make any sense.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Mm-hmm. Chapter 5 was pretty short, so.
Yeah. Thank God.
I guess that's all we could really take away from it.
Yeah.
Yes, we're good.
Bye.
Bye. See you in Chapter 6. Okay, hey, we're back with Chapter 6 of How to Lie with Statistics. And this chapter is called the 1D picture, or the one-dimensional picture.
Mm-hmm. So in this chapter, they talk about how pictographs can be used to
deceive
and to, like, change your opinion on something. So they compare it to, like, a regular bar graph where it just tells you the straight up statistics of, like, the data and whatnot. But the pictographs can, like, be deceiving because how can they be deceiving?
So, like, a pictograph, it's honest when it, like, shows actual real figures / ratios.
Mm-hmm.
But when I want to win an argument,
mm-hmm.
that can change.
Yeah.
The pictures in the graph can be, like, extremely exaggerated. Mm-hmm. Like, in the chapter, one of the examples they give is with two cows. And I'll show you. I'm going to show her in the book. So, looking at this, the example pretty much shows, it's a picture of two cows. And there's a really small cow, and under it says 1860, and the second cow is really, really big compared. It's like two or three times bigger than the first cow, and it's in 1936. Now, looking at this, the intent is to show that the population of cows, like how the population of cows in the U.S. has increased.
Mm-hmm.
But looking at it, people might think, oh, the cows got bigger somehow.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, when you first see it, you're like, somehow the cows, like,
got bigger, yeah.
Like, grow somehow within the last century.
I in order to represent this, like, I would say, like, you can place many cows, like, not just use one cow and just show it getting bigger, but just place many cows in, like, you know, an order, and then, like, say, like, oh, this small section was in 1860,
mm-hmm.
and then this big section of cows was in 1936.
Yeah.
So that's not accurately representing the population. Like, I dealt, like, oh, like, when I was looking at this, I dealt, like, oh, this is, like, growth hormones that they're feeding the cows, but, and, like, that's causing them to get bigger, but I don't know.
But, yeah, that's, like, I mean, that's just, like, one example of how, because what I learned in this chapter was that with pictographs, you have to be careful with them because, like, it's easy to, because people love pictures, like, mm-hmm. they love, like, visual things, and you have to be careful with your intent behind it, because if your intent is to manipulate, you have to do it right, because people might get the wrong idea.
Yeah.
They might.
Like I did.
They might receive the exact opposite of the impression you're trying to give.
Mm-hmm.
Like, another thing they talk about in the chapter are bar charts, and that bar charts can be deceitful because the size and the width of the bars can change.
Yeah.
So they also warn, like, to be careful when showing a single factor or three-dimensional objects because they aren't really easy to compare.
Mm-hmm.
And you can, like, usually see, like, bar charts and, like, geography books, corporate statements, so, like, business-type stuff, and news magazines. And I actually looked up another example of a bar chart.
Fox News.
It's another thing from Fox News. Oh, my God. And, okay, so I'll describe it. It's a bar chart. There's two little bars, and it's about, like, This is from when Bush was president, and it's called If Bush Tax Cuts Expire. And The first bar is like the tax rates now, and that's 35%. And then they predicted like the second bar predicts like what the tax rate will be, January 1st of 2013.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, and they said that was 39.4%.
So
and you can see that the
35 and
39. The information goes from 35% to 39.4%, which isn't a lot in reality. Like,
yeah, but that looks like a big gap.
Yeah, they made like a giant gap between the two mm-hmm. figures, but the lower half of the graph is like purposely left out, because if you saw like, let's say the graph didn't start at 34 and it started mm-hmm. at 0 and went all the way up to 42%. If it started at 0, you would see, like, hey, like, the difference between this is really nothing.
Yeah.
But the intent was to, they purposely left this out in order to make it look like Bush's rates are super low compared to what they would be if they're actually cut.
Mm-hmm.
They mentioned, like, cutting the graph in Chapter 5.
Yeah.
And now you actually get to see a real-life example, like,
Fox News be drawing.
Yeah, true. But Fox News is not the only. Most of my examples are from Fox News. And then I have like another example, and it's from Fox News. It's about Obamacare enrollment, and it's in another bar graph, two bars, and
there's no x-axis. I don't see any data.
Yeah, there's no, points. Like, units to, like, follow.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they're saying that, okay, the first bar at the bottom, it says, as of March 27th,
mm-hmm.
and there's apparently 6 million people
enrolled in Obamacare, and then there's 7,066,000
7,066,000 on March 31st, and that's supposed